take it on down from Muscle Shoals through Decatur. Over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown. Mr. T.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Text line, once again, 251-343-0106. If you are interested in interacting with the program, that's how you do it, through the text line. Joining us now, we do it every other Monday. He represents North Mobile County, our good friend Shane Stringer. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
So how's it going? Get a lot done here. Some of the controversial things getting put aside, but somebody yesterday, a well-known public official or former public official, and very surprised how with ease you're getting some of these immigration bills through the legislature. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, you know, also what I would say is we've been working on them for at least last year, and I think some of them maybe even the year before. So, you know, sometimes it takes 2 to 3 years and sometimes even longer to get some of this legislation passed. You know, they're coming around, and I'm hadn't seen as much opposition against it. Normally we have large crowds in some of the committee meetings and different ones that are opposing some of this legislation, but I have not seen as much of that this year. And I think with President Trump being in office, you know, and some of the immigration issues they're addressing and what they're doing, that it's just the legislation that we're passing is just going to go hand in hand with what they're doing already. So I don't know. Maybe some just don't see a need to come and try to fight it like they have in the past.
Yeah. Well, they're picking and choosing their fights, I guess, or, you know, and this is entirely possible. I was thinking about this, that the House is going along to get along, the Democrats, that is, and they're just leaning on senators upstairs, two in particular, to kind of, you know, stand in the way of anything that they may not like. They'll still vote against it or whatever in the House if it's something they don't like, but you don't have the obstructionism that you've had, you know, not even last year. And it's maybe it's a testament to Ledbetter's speakership, but it's a different looking body than what it was that last quadrennium.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that myself, you know, but I'll say this also, you know, over the last few weeks, we've had quite a few members out sick, dealing with the flu and other illnesses, and several of the Democrats have been out. So, you know, I think everybody's facing sickness and illness, and so it ain't been as rowdy as it can get in Montgomery, but I'm sure it's going to pick up.
Well, I mean, it does seem like the session's kind of going by. And now, look, I'm up there every week. You're starting to see the wear and tear on folks. I mean, everybody's looking a little tired, and maybe when they come back in a week, that'll be a different story. But I do think we're at that point where now we're kind of looking at, well, how many more days do we have, and we just got to survive another year.
Yeah, I mean, you're almost halfway through the session now, so we come back next week, and we'll hit it for the week, and hopefully everybody will be rested up, and then once next week's over, we'll be out another week, and then we'll come back after that. So, you know, no reason for anybody to be too exhausted or too worn out, and should be able to finish the session pretty strong, and hopefully, you know, get any major legislation that we need to address passed and get it through before the end of the session.
Now, some of these crime bills, some are good. Some just look like token gestures to appease a constituency with some of the gun stuff. But I don't know. What do you think of it? I mean, I'm always like very, very skeptical of these. And look, the Glock switch bill, whatever, fine. They want to do that. I think it's kind of silly. But I'm always like very skeptical when I hear this, as if this is going to be some kind of fix for crime problems in the bigger cities.
No, absolutely, man. I mean, we've got crimes for everything in the world, and including murder, rape, robbery, all the serious stuff. And, you know, those crimes are still being committed. So, no, the only way you're going to address this is to have some stiff penalties and actually hold people accountable and make them stay in jail and address the problems. You know, these people that's getting a death sentence need to be a lot shorter. They're staying on death row an average of 33 years, and we've got to address that problem. And, you know, adding new crimes, new laws is not going to affect these bad guys or these criminals. Addressing them for the crimes that they're committing is how you address it and deal with it. Just be stern, be fair but firm with them, and you can address it that way. Adding new laws ain't going to do nothing, in my book or my opinion. So we'll just keep fighting off some of this bad legislation. The Democrats have thrown everything with the kitchen sink at us on gun laws, and we'll continue to fight and try to minimize the damages there and see if we can address the root problem, which is inmates, bad hearts, prisoners, that issue.
How you feeling about some of this? It's all of a sudden we decided that we don't want this overtime tax and we want to do a different thing. And I Representative, it just, I don't know about this. I thought the penny on the grocery tax was something that was already kind of, you know, if there is a appropriate trigger to make it happen, the growth in the budgets or whatever it may be, then you're going to get that penny off. It was already built in. And instead, we're going to go back on the overtime tax, and we're going to go instead. We're going to move forward on the grocery tax. What do you think of that? It sounds like everybody's kind of lining up behind that.
I don't think we should back up on these tax cuts if we can help it. You know, I think I'd looked at trying to propose something like a state DOGE unit that would go through and let's evaluate what we're doing with each state agency and make appropriate cuts where possible. But, you know, I also had heard that Senator Arthur Orr had done something similar a couple of years ago, but I've not heard or seen anything coming from it. But, you know, I'd like to see us go in and do a in-depth audit of everything that we're spending as a state and see if there's any way that we can cut any waste or cutbacks there. I know that Jim Ziegler, when he was the state auditor, he had, you know, found a bunch of waste where we had, we're ordering certain things and like police tasers for the state troopers, that like 1,000 tasers in a warehouse that were damaged during shipping, and nobody held anybody accountable, whether it's the shipper that destroyed them or whether they were ship damaged or whether we damaged them. Nobody was held accountable. You know, we've got to find out how that type of stuff is happening and address that. And if you do that, then you're not going to need in my opinion, I don't think you're going to need to cut the overtime tax or the grocery tax out.
Well, you hear this, and this was something that the majority leader talked about, I guess, back in December. You have these situations where these state agencies have money at the end of the fiscal year in their accounts, and the fear is that if they don't spend it, then when it comes budget time next year, then it'll get zeroed out, be it the general fund or the ETF. And, you know, I wonder how rampant that is, that all of a sudden we got to spend this money, so we're going to go in and we're going to replace the ceiling tiles in this office building, or we're going to do something like that. And, you know, that it's not necessarily wasteful spending. It just seems like unnecessary, or at least unnecessary at that moment in time. That really, that's a phenomenon that happens in state government.
Yeah, and I've heard that before. I think a lot of that goes on. You know, we really need to figure out a better way to audit and track and keep up with what's going on with their state spending and make sure that type of stuff is not going on, you know. And make sure that we've got leaders in place that are physically responsible for the state's money. And if we can address that type issues or whatever, and go in and try to cut out some wasteful spending here and there. And, you know, it's not uncommon to see, you know, like on road projects, there'll be nothing to see five or six, seven Aldot trucks sitting at a construction site getting worked, and all of them are sitting in their truck on their phone. So, you know, I don't know. And maybe it's necessary. Maybe there's a reason they're there and doing what they're doing. But, you know, it's that kind of stuff we need to look at and make sure that we're not redundant and we're not wasting taxpayers' monies.
Well, they don't like it when you talk about that kind of stuff there, Representative. But no, I, you know, people can't help but wonder, like, why is this? Why do you have like one guy shoveling and five guys kind of standing around watching that guy? It's just the nature of government. I get it. But like, I thought, like in Alabama, you know, we're going to do things different here. We're in a conservative state. We got the Republican supermajorities and Republican office holders. And I don't know. It's hard to know, to be honest, really, what, because I don't, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think it's anything like the federal government. I think the federal government can be wasteful just because they can print money and they have unlimited resources. The state maybe is a little different, but maybe it's more of a culture of bureaucracy than anything else.
No, I agree with that. I mean, we've got a lot of good leaders throughout the state agencies that I trust, and I think they're good. But, you know, I know just, it's kind of like you said, when you got the budgets are good and you got money coming in, you don't have to scrutinize it as much. And I think just on the maybe getting lax or too relaxed, we can sometimes waste money. But, you know, it's just a matter of when you're struggling with your budgets, man, you're going to penny pinch, you're going to look at everything with a fine tooth comb. And I think we need to be doing that now, even while the budgets are good.
Well, and the budgets seem good for right now, but I think, or it sounds to me like in the next couple of years, we may be facing some hard times. So, I mean, like coming out of going into an election cycle, and do you think, maybe that's just, it's designed like that intentionally. Maybe you'll be okay next year as well, and then the hard times will come next quadrennium.
Yeah, you never know. You know, you can't have it good, I guess, all the time, but, you know, my philosophy is we stay on top of it. We are very responsible with our money, whether we're having good budget years or bad, and just stay on top of it and do the best we can do with what we've got. And, you know, I know the state, we've been very physically responsible and having a lot of reserve in store with our budget. So I think we're in probably the best shape we could be. I know throughout COVID and even before that, some of the surrounding states were struggling and having problems, having to do cutbacks because they didn't have the reserves we did or we do. So and during that time, we didn't. You know, we were able to continue to work as normal. So hopefully, you know, sound like we're doing something right, and we need to keep that up and just continue to look for ways to do better.
Joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program. While you're in Montgomery, what do you think? You going to get a chance to make another pitch for 45?
Yeah, I'm constantly working on that. I'm sure these comments about the Aldot workers may not help that, but, you know, we'll still continue to push for that. It's a need. You know, it's continued, the traffic has continued to grow over there. So we'll keep pushing for it and, keep requesting it to be on the, you know, one of the major priority needs. But, at the end of the day, you know, we're going to have help from the governor, Lieutenant Governor, some of them, to get this type project, on the calendar and get it in works.
Yeah, it's like you said, just Aldot's kind of set in its ways and it's going to do what it's going to do. But like, we're just going to wait for the next governor, probably, it seems.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I know we're going to get some help. We'll just keep bringing it up, keep addressing it. You know, I know some of the things that ALDOT has done over there has helped on 45, the rumble strips in the middle and the edges of the road has absolutely helped. But at the end of the day, the traffic is still there. The numbers are just so high, we've got to address it. You know, it's nowhere for medical ambulances and police responding to emergencies to pass or to get to the hospitals quickly. So definitely going to have to keep fighting the good fight until we can get something done.
Well, and, you know, is it the same story that there's just not enough traffic on this road and we're just not interested or what was it? One of the times you went and talked, they wanted you to go talk to the county about doing it, which is kind of absurd that they would even think that's in the realm of possibilities. But like that seems to be the knock here.
Yeah, and I think you know, some of the traffic counts they do are definitely in the off seasons, not during the heavy months of travel. Everybody traveling, going to the beaches and stuff, and so they use in low numbers from some of that. And then they also did ask me to reach out to the county commissioners in Washington County, Mobile County, and see if they would be willing to put skin in the game. And of course, they're struggling to keep up the roads and infrastructures in their county that they are responsible for. And they were, you know, not able to put any money towards a state road or state project.
Well, to be continued, Representative, we got to get out of here up against the break, but thanks for hopping on this morning. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for having me.
State Representative Shane Stringer there. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Good time.